Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Here we go. It's hour number five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton, and we have another hour. Join us. It's a pickleball happy hour here. 35 and Bush is the location. And we've had a terrific Football Friday already with you. Couldn't get any more details from Stephen Jones out of the Trayvon Diggs story when he joined us back there at 3. If you want to go back and listen to 10 Minutes with Stephen Jones, the Odyssey app, YouTube, Twitch, all with instant rewind functionality, I think that'd be worth your time. All righty. We're going to do some more Cowboys here. Do want to salute Fan After Dark. They are still your reigning G-Bag of the Day champions. Won it in a vote-off at G-Bag Nation. All of our handles are in the bio over there at G-Bag Nation if you want to jump on and follow us. But your next chance to pick up a 2025 G-Bag Nation flag is going to be at Shell Shack. That is Tuesday afternoon at the Dallas location right there off Henderson. And basically 75, just a mile east there from 75. Okay, so Diggs out with the concussion, hurt in an accident at home, and that's the biggest Cowboy story of the day. You know, there's I guess three different scenarios here, but as the day goes on, the more I think about it, the more I believe we can eliminate any sort of team wanting to sit him down or him not wanting to play, because you would just use the knee as the excuse if you wanted to do something. You know, either to prepare for a trade or Diggs wanted to shut himself down. I think you would have the knee, so, you know, to just bring up the concussion doesn't seem like that would hold much water. But so I think, you know, they're in a situation where he can't play and they're confused on how he got to this place. And I don't think they trust him any longer, and I don't think they want him on the Cowboys any longer. So this right now has to be a situation where I'd be looking to trade him, and if I can't trade him, I want to release him before he goes on the field again. Once you get an injury, then injury guarantees on the contract become a factor, and it sort of ties you to him. And I'd be much more interested in like the $7 or $8 million of cap space that you stand to recoup by letting him go than the value of him playing. Plus, I think once he's out of the path to playing Revel, you know, it gets easier and clearer, and you can, you know, free up snaps for Kalen Carson.
But it would be easier if you had confidence in some of these other corners, though.
Yeah,
you know, it would be easier to say, okay, let's move on from him.
But this becomes a developmental situation. I think once you get through these next two games, if you don't win them, you would have played eight games against your easiest slate and won only two.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm kind of preparing for that contingency. Like, what are we really fighting for? And you know, maybe the best use of our time is just putting young guys on the field to see what they can do and see how much experience we can get for them for 2026. They did that last year once they were mathematically eliminated.
Sure.
So I know it's in them a little bit to play that game of we're not tanking, we're just developing our younger players. And, you know, I'm open-minded enough to it that your offense could drive you to success against Washington and Denver, but the more likely scenario is you're going to be the underdog in both games and will be 2-5-1 through eight games. I just don't think it's worth it to try to hang on to it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I really believe that there's been whispers in that organization that they've been wanting to move on from the player for a while now. And unfortunately, the hope was, you know, maybe the value would be there. It's not. You know, so at this point, it just feels like, you know, the boy who cried wolf. Like there's always something. The first thing I thought of when you hear, Diggs, always something. You know, and I don't know, the Micah leaving, that was his best buddy. Like, we talked about the culture stuff, that what Shoddy wants to build. You know, is Diggs necessarily a great fit for that? I don't know that he's, I don't think he's necessarily a bad teammate. I don't think the guys, like, don't like playing with him. But in terms of, like, the buy-in stuff, this is 2 years in a row with two different defensive coordinators. We're talking about a lack of buy-in. Why? Why is that? I mean, you're NFL players. There's going to be turnover. You're going to have new coaches. Why is there an issue with buy-in? And you got to look at who are some of now the veteran players that have been there, done that, and Diggs has had success in this league. Yeah. And so maybe people are looking at Diggs, and if he's one of the guys that's not necessarily buying in, could that trickle down to other players? I mean, I just think now I'm ready to just to move on, and I think for the organization standpoint, if I were them, the hope was Diggs would play himself into, if I wanted to move him in the offseason, I could get a day two pick. I don't see that happening. So if some team wants to offer, maybe it's a package. Maybe it's Diggs plus a pick. Maybe it's Diggs and alignment, as you've talked about, Brian. Maybe it's Diggs and Tolbert. If you like what Mingo's developing and you're looking, you got a surplus at wide receiver. But I really don't think Diggs is going to be on the team past the trade deadline.
Wow, that's a strong take. I think if you're a man-heavy team and you're watching this stuff from Diggs, you'd be like, okay, he missed on that stab against Chicago, slipped and fell down. But, I mean, it's not like he is one of the absolute worst corners in the NFL. He's just not worth what the Cowboys paid him. He's not what you call a good corner, maybe an average corner. And if you think, well, we need corners so bad, I think you could talk yourself into a change of scenery, getting them in demand. But, I mean, to answer your question about why you're not buying in, I just think it's you're not very professional, you know. And this coaching staff should be rooting that out.
Right.
Because one of the worst things about the Cowboys is just the general attitude or lack of belief in the organization. And I think if you've been around here for a while, you could be like, man, these guys, if you're listening to the media, if you're paying attention to what folks are saying on social media, which obviously Diggs does, you could become very cynical about the Cowboys and how they don't hold up their end of the bargain of being a professional at every turn and, you know, building the team in a way that could actually go for the championship. So I get it. You know, I think most everybody in the world has had a bad attitude day about their job because you don't believe in management or you don't believe in, you know, the big picture of it. And, you know, most of us, you know, get to a point where we're like, hey, this is my job and I got to buckle down and do, you know, the best possible job that I can, but not always. And then if you throw in the fact that you've made generational money, you no longer need to sacrifice. So the move to make is for Shoddy to go to Jerry and say, I need your help with getting this culture right. And maybe I'll squint with you and see past the faults if it's a brilliant player. And we'll do our best to bring them along with us. But if we're dealing with this kind of stuff that sort of erodes my attempt to build this culture and the player isn't great, can we go, right?
Yeah.
If we're having guys that have too many penalties or lining up offsides, just don't have the focus, maybe their heart's in it, but they're not smart enough to do what we want to do, we gotta let them go. So next offseason, right, this goes back to the Gambler Show, where Michael Irvin told Jimmy, hey, you just got here, but I've been here, and I know who the guys
he
with the bad attitudes.
Win. He doesn't want to win.
These are Landry holdover guys. And I hope that the Cowboys are looking at this first year under Shoddy not as a, hey, let's go win the Super Bowl, because that's not realistic. But what is realistic is we could lay a foundation in year one of a new coach that could really, really pay off, but we got to be in unison between the coaching staff and the front office.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I think, like, trading him or cutting him, doing something like that, would be a huge statement to be made. And even just when it comes to the defense right now, it's like just – having different guys be starters, you know, like cutting down playing time, like so and so, you're not even active for this game, dude. Like, you've been so bad, You could pick a bunch of guys on that team and just say, let me just try one of these practice squad guys. Yeah. It can't get much worse than what it's already been.
And we don't know what happened with Diggs, but we just know it's become exhausting, and this could easily be. This is why, you know, you got to try to do everything in your power when you're in control, because sometimes weird things happen and you want to have the benefit of the doubt, but Diggs doesn't in this situation.
I'd like to know what Joe Witt thinks about him at Washington.
Did any corners?
Yeah, there's. Yeah, I mean, he worked under that system.
Okay, and I say this because of Joe Witt. Diggs was drafted in 2020. Quinn came in 2021. I think there was some huge buy-in with some of those young players with Dan Quinn. And I think as when Dan left, you know, there was the Mike Zimmer. Zim will coach you hard. Maybe they're like, you know. The one thing that Micah and Diggs had in common was they loved Dan Quinn. Hmm. And so, to me, I think Diggs might be revolting in a way of he didn't like Mike Zimmer. He didn't like Matt Eberflus. You know, he doesn't like this current coaching staff. And so now you have to think about, okay, when Diggs was playing his best, who was he playing his best with? With Dan Quinn, with that coaching staff that's all there at the Commanders.
The other one that I'd throw out, and I love what you're saying, is Al Harris. And Al Harris is in Chicago now.
Yeah.
And I was told by multiple people, and it rubbed some people in the organization the wrong way, because Al Harris was a guy I was thinking, could he be a defensive coordinator?
Well, Al Harris
coddled
him.
He would cut, exactly.
He would coddle him.
Diggs wouldn't show up to meetings. Diggs would be late, and Al Harris would cover for Diggs.
Yeah.
They had a really good relationship.
Yeah. So now you have to think about, like, yeah, can you get a Chicago trade, a Commander trade? But, yeah, Al, the reason why they say that they had problems with Diggs is because of Al Harris. He allowed Diggs to do what he wanted to do.
So we need to get like on the coverage charts and find the teams that play cover one the most. You think if we're going beyond
this,
Dan Quinn?
I think this is a personality thing. I do, and I think
you're right.
I think you're gonna. What you need is somebody at one of these teams that knows the player, because what's going to happen? Personnel department's going to go to DQ. Or go to Witt, or go to Al Harris, and they say, why this guy? Let me tell you, I could coach this kid. I could do this. He understands. He and I, ba 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 ba. Then it's easier to make a trade. If you're calling a team cold that's a man cover team, they're just watching tape. They don't know the player. So you need somebody in the building to sponsor the trade is what you need.
But does this go back to the Cowboys never wanting to pick up the phone to initiate trade discussions anyways? Like, does that go for the same when they're trying to trade the player? Because calling for Diggs right now?
That's what I'm saying, though. I would get on the phone and call other teams. And then I would call – I'd have teams kind of laugh at me. You know, they're like, oh, okay, Brian, thanks. And I just hang up the phone and call the next team. So, yeah. But I would start where players – have familiarity with the staff. It's so much easier. Personnel guys do not want to bring in players that coaches they don't want to that the coaches don't want to coach.
Yeah.
And what'll happen if you do that, if you say, hey, I got this guy Diggs, you know, are you talking about Diggs in Dallas? Yeah. And then they're like, oh, okay. Next thing you know, coach goes into his office, closes his door, calls a buddy and says, down in Dallas, hey man, they're shopping Diggs. What's going on down there with Diggs? Oh, man, this guy's a malcontent. He's a bad guy. The locker room, him and Parsons were together. When they were together, they were a problem. They didn't want to work. They were late to meetings. Now that coach goes to his guys and says, hey, listen, my guys in Dallas are telling me if we make this trade, there's going to be a big problem.
Yeah.
You know, that's how this thing works, man. You do not make deals. You know, you do not make deals unless you have some background information on the player.
I guess if I was the Cowboys, I would say back, you know, everything was good until we changed the defense. And now maybe that's the beginning of the personality difference.
You got rid of his guy.
Yeah.
Well, his guy got the head coaching job. You didn't get rid of him.
And if I'm Diggs, I'm like, I'm disappointed I'm being asked to do stuff that I'm not good at, right? And I have maybe a new contract that I need to get taken care of for 2026 if the Cowboys do release me. You know,
well,
what kind of
table
am I putting out there?
Yeah,
so, yes,
paid.
I've already been paid, but I want to make more money. And maybe I feel like if I can get somewhere, I can make a good first impression and I can rebuild my value. But I'm not going to rebuild my value here. So I'm kind of like, I'm doing my best to play through injury, and you know, you're not putting me in a position to succeed, which might end up costing me millions and millions of dollars here in my late 20s on my next contract. So I would hope that when we trade you Trayvon Diggs, you're going to get the best attitude and the best version of himself, as he's really in a contract situation. Okay, we have bold predictions for Cowboys Commanders here. I'm going to take you to blogging the boys, and I'm going to ask you guys: are you buying this, or are you selling it? If it was a ticket, Javonte Williams and the Cowboys rushing attack bounces back, totals over 145 yards on the ground as a team. Can you get Washington to that extent?
I buy that they're going to bounce back. 145 is a high number. I don't know that they'll hit 145. 125. I could see. I think that they'll go for over 100 as a team. I think they bounce back. I'll fart on the 145 number. That's a little too rich for me.
I'm going to make a prediction. I think this is a game that we see Jadon Blue have some success. And I'm going to say
there
it.
There we go.
I'm going to say it on the. I'm going to say it with some kind of those design runs and stuff like that that they're going to do. It's going to be part of what Wolchuk's number is. I think Blue is going to have a certain. He's going to be productive in this game to help Williams with the rushing.
Well, then in that case, I'll buy the 145. All right. I mean, if Blue gets it going, you think they need to do Blue to get to the outside more effectively?
The best way to attack the Commanders is on that edge.
Yeah.
The best way. And if Dorrance Armstrong doesn't play, now you're in an even better situation. 4 point, almost 5 yards of carry on the edges, 4.2 inside. That ball. Dallas gets their running game going again because they're not going to get trapped in a situation where the pin and pull, the penetrators, they're going to be able just to push that edge. Having Booker back, having him and Steele, getting that tight end going, I see them running the ball on the edge.
My concern and why I would take the under is just watching it, and I don't know, Brian, help me out here and teach me, but it seems a little similar to Carolina with Kinlaw and Payne in the middle. They have two other guys that come in and spell them, and they're big athletes too.
Yeah, the problem is Dallas got into a deal where their running game was all about trying to get the pull going, and now they got to realize, like, okay, if we're dealing with bigger inside guys, we can't pull. We can't trap. We've got to power gap this stuff, get hip to hip, push guys, and then try and let Williams and those guys attack that way instead of trying to pull guys and then the penetration. That kills their game. They got to know that we've got to run the ball. We can't just rely on the pin and pulls.
So do you think the pin and pull is only live against certain opponents?
I think the pin and pull is really good against teams that they can control the inside three. And I think putting Booker back in there, I think helps that.
Right on.
And DeAndre Swift doing what he just did.
With
their fear of having to contain Lamb and Pickens and Turpin and Ferguson and the way Dak's playing right now, the opportunity to run the ball should be very apparent.
Yeah. Jaden Daniels torches the Cowboys defense for 325 and three passing touchdowns for his second consecutive game with those numbers.
Ooh.
I mean, how could you not buy that?
Is that even bold?
Right?
That feels like
a good over-under for Vegas.
Obvious day at the office.
Hey, man, if the wide receiver group's compromised, that's the only thing that probably, you know, that probably
might
hurts
help.
That. Yeah.
And then the third bold prediction here, Kevontae Turpin returns with a bang over 60 yards receiving in his second touchdown of the season. I'll buy that one.
He'll be bigger as a kick returner in this game than he will as a receiver.
He had his spin move touchdown against Washington last year in the first game.
That's amazing. Right. Just a little bobble action and a spin, and he's gone, and all the bets are busted.
It was beautiful.
That was a bad beat that day
it
for
sure
folks
was.
At Bet Washington.
Did a guy lose $14 million on that? Did I see
it? I think it was a huge number.
It was a survivor pool, and that was the final one for him, right?
Was it like 35 points in the last 8 minutes?
Yeah, it was crazy because then they scored with McLaurin, and then they onside, and I think it was like Wanye or somebody scored on that.
We're hodging it next, Chief. Heck yes, we are. Some NFL things to know before the football weekend, and Penn State is about to get a bunch of coaches absolutely paid.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices. We'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Next year in the nation. Welcome back, Nation. We are live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton. And we have about another 30 minutes of show left to go. Join us for a pickleball happy hour here at the best pickleball facility in the entire world. It's here off of 35 and Bush on the service road. And you know, they'd love to see you here for some pickleball fun. Okay, we got a sports hodgepodge coming up here with the Chief. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. That's the Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And here's the Chief with your Hodge.
NFL, college football, and if we have time, some anatomy right after this.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think it's rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone listening?
Well, it
to
is the home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly.
We
no one's
thousands.
Listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that, rude mother.
Ooh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Don't be
little shock jock stuff.
Walchuk, are the Miami Hurricanes at home playing Friday night football and trailing to Louisville right now?
Yes, they are. It is 14-0. Louisville is leading the Canes. Former USC Trojan Miller Moss has a 1-yard rushing touchdown and a 35-yard touchdown pass as the Canes are down 2 TDs with 5:09 to go in the first quarter.
Dang, dude. The college football parity is real. That would be a brutal loss.
That'd be crazy.
At home with, I mean, they had a bye week last week.
It's
about
after the
time
FSU
for them
games.
To have that loss, right? This is where they usually reel
as
off.
As soon as I finally say, you know what, Miami's legit, I'm buying in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They drop a freaking
That's what I'm
end.
Saying. They usually have that one game. They'll play Georgia Tech or somebody like that.
Wow.
No business losing the game. And
F. I thought it would be going to Virginia Tech or going to Pitt later on in the year. Yeah. They'll fumble fart something. But at home to be trailing Louisville 14-0. Uh-oh, Carson Beck, you got to earn your money now, big boy.
Yes, he does.
Okay, a couple of stats to know that have defined this NFL season to date, and then we'll get into a couple of college football things. But
The first one is that it's just crazy how incredible Sam Darnold has played. And it's like, at what point do we just start to give him his flowers? Right now, he has the highest BTT rate in the NFL.
Love BTTs.
Big time throws at an 8% clip and the lowest turnover worthy play rate of all starting quarterbacks. So you make it's the like big time throws and you are avoiding disaster along the way. I mean, that's pretty impressive stuff. First in EPA per dropback among quarterbacks. Sam Darnold absolutely lighting it up. Jackson Smith, the wide receiver, Rockwall's own, totally lighting it up as well. And that was your favorite wide receiver in that class, wasn't it?
Wide receiver one, baby.
Took kind of a couple of years to really explode.
Needed DK and Tyler Lockett to bleep the hell off and let my guy shine.
The explosion has happened. Denver Broncos take on the Giants, and Jackson Dart is going to get a face full of pass rushers. 30 sacks, most in NFL history, through the first 6 weeks of a season.
You go back to the start of last year, I think it's 96 or something crazy.
Golly.
Good Lord.
Yeah, but they're on a pace to break that.
They are. Yeah, and it helps when you get to play Justin Fields. You know, get those numbers up a little bit. Touch 9 sacks.
Oh, gosh.
That's a lot.
I feel so good to be jumped.
Indianapolis Colts, the pretenders, according to Gavin Dawson. I would probably co-sign that. they've scored on an NFL-high 61% of their offensive drives. That is pretty impressive. When do they start to slow down? When do they start to slow down? Saquon Barkley, 2.5 yards, over 2.5 yards before contact last year, just 1 yard before contact this year. The Eagles' offense is down in the dumps. They get a kind of a mini bye after that Thursday night L to the Giants. Saquon Barkley says, I'm excited to get back on the field. I think we got something up our sleeve. So we'll see with the revenge game for Carson Wentz this weekend in Minnesota.
I like the Vikings. Money line.
Vikings money line?
Bell to ass, baby.
Let's go.
Bell to ass. Let's go, Vikings.
And I think the Colts start slowing down this week at the Chargers.
Okay, this is the week they start to slow it down. Yeah. Okay. I mean, Steichen versus Minter as a coordinator clash.
And oh, that Minter might be one of the sexiest coaching candidates on the market right now.
Mint conditioned. The New England Patriots dead balls last in terms of rush EPA on first and second down. But get this, Drake May, the bailout master, first in dropback EPA on third and fourth down. So we're going to do the thing like we've seen it happen here.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Dak, it's 3rd and 9. Can you do it for us? And I'm not really talking about this year, just in years past.
2023, it was
we'll
like that.
Handoff, 3rd and 9. Bail us out. Drake May, he's an absolute monster right now.
Make it happen on 3rd down for us one time.
Hey, Baker Mayfield, 4 times game-winning drives this season. At what point does that come to an end for them? Baker's just been nails at the end of games, and it's been a true joy to watch. So there's a couple of statsies for you that have defined this
NFL
season.
Looks like Monday night at Detroit starts to unravel for them.
Monday night at Detroit, that's when it happens. I'm excited for that game. It's time to prepare your bodies.
Let's do it.
Guess that spread. We start with Brian Broaddus, former NFL scout, Super Bowl champion.
Let me pull him up.
Yeah, pull a Wooly Bully and pull it up.
Pull it up.
Pull up the spread.
All right, go for it.
Monday morning for breakfast, you get a Ram versus a Jag.
Give me the – oh, this is in London. Give me Jackson with the home team. Give me Rams -3.5.
Well, Chuck.
I'll take Rams by 2.
Dawson.
Rams by 2.5, Chief.
Brought us nailed it. He's 1-for-1.
You looking?
Biggest spread.
Getting ready to.
Biggest, biggest spread of the week. He's on ChatGPT.
Oh, you're on ChatGPT.
Biggest spread.
I hope they give you fake odds.
And give you the 2024 odds.
God, what a freaking show.
He's AIing his spreads.
Go ahead.
You got the biggest spread of the week in Kansas City with the Raiders in town, Wolchuk.
12.5.
Guess that spread. Okay. He's looking at it.
I saw that this morning.
He nailed it. Titans and Patriots. Mike Vrabel, revenge game.
Ooh. Patriots -7.
In Tennessee.
I think it's 6.5, bitch.
It is 6.5. All right, I got to give up on this game. We got a bunch of cheaters. Dawson's the only one who actually wanted to play
this game. I looked yesterday, all right?
Dawson's the only one that actually wants to play the damn game right.
I'm only doing this because last week, Peter Perfect
over here. I didn't even look last week.
Admit that. Admit last week.
That I do a CBS Sports Pick'em, and I got to go ahead and get my stuff in order, all right? So I am prepped and ready to go.
Truth be told, if we didn't have our board crap out on us yesterday, we'd have done this yesterday, and probably the hay wouldn't have been in the barn for you guys.
No, but this morning I was all over it, baby. Yeah. I was expecting this.
See?
Expect the unexpected with Wolchuk.
Yeah. Sorry for preparing. Sorry for giving a damn. Sorry for showing up ready to go and ready to play. So like champions do.
Like this,
sorry, dude.
This bet show that you guys used to do, you like did zero prep?
Hey, this is not the time or place.
We knew
all right?
spreads.
I was just asking.
Nobody spread them quite like we spread them, baby.
Yeah, I mean, that's well documented.
It's embarrassing. Well, go ahead. I stopped looking.
GTS has turned into FTS.
No. Lay
AKA
it on us.
FU all.
What's the Cowboys spread?
John Gruden with his box. You know, he's a big box
down
guy.
Down to one, isn't it?
Is it down to one?
Yeah.
I was going to say 1.5 Washington.
You know, John Gruden's a big box guy,
he's
right?
been getting all kinds of free gear.
What's the Seattle
especially
Houston
at Hooters,
spread?
I've heard.
So,
is that 1.5?
Riley Dodge at Southlake.
Oh, sent him something?
Won his 100th game. It was a huge deal. It was like fastest to 100 victories.
They put it on
coach.
Their helmets, on all their logo, I think. There was, yeah.
Good for them. Yeah. So I guess they sent John Gruden the box, and he did a Southlake box video.
Oh, nice! Yeah.
5-6 minutes on the Twitters.
They got some good swag.
Yeah, they do. I mean, they got
dragons.
It's a great logo.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I mean, it
looks color, awesome. The color's good.
Yeah, the color clash is fantastic. Great logo. What they got cooked up.
It is. All right, it is.
Okay, college football.
I have to be a jerk to my guy.
You guys got smoked by those teams.
Oh my gosh! Worst game probably I've ever played.
Did they have running clock when you played them?
I was begging for it. I was yelling up at the clock operator.
Run
End
it.
This thing.
Run it.
You're next to the official.
Keep it moving. Keep it moving.
We got a triage tent down here on the sidelines, guys. Need all the help we can get.
That was one of those games where you're looking around, going, "What are we even doing here?
Yeah.
What are we even doing here? You're playing linebacker, and you got a bunch of 6'5", lean, Tyler Guyton-style dudes that just get up on you in a heartbeat. Yeah. And you're like, I'm lost. I got stuck in his navel for 4 quarters, coach. Of course I didn't make a tackle.
Little Jordan Humphrey at 6'4", playing running back.
Yeah.
Okay, are you guys interested in this? College game day tomorrow?
Not really.
James Franklin? Just canned from Penn State.
He's jumping on.
He's going to be on the desk.
Oh, that's embarrassing for
him. I'm just telling you right now that
they're in Athens.
He needs to try and earn some money to offset what's going on from his Penn State contract.
What are they having him on? It's 2 top 10 teams. He doesn't know anything about beating them.
Yeah, maybe he won't show up.
Cha-ching! Come on, that was good, boys. That was good. I'm in my bag over here.
Yeah, ass bag. We also have...
Somebody's butt hurt.
Lane Kiffin.
I would say...
Lane Kiffin.
He got an extension.
No, he didn't.
Ole Miss didn't give him an extension?
They're talking about it. They're talking about giving him a new deal after Cignetti got a fat bag.
Well, he's basically saying, I'd love to get something done like Cignetti just got at Indiana before the silly season starts, he says.
Yeah, the AD is going to give him what he wants here.
Well, I mean, how many coaches are going to use this Penn State opening as leverage for themselves to just get a fat bag and stay where they're at.
Yeah. What's my guy's name that's it? He was at Tennessee. Jimmy Sexton. Okay.
Oh, he's the guy.
Jimmy Sexton. Remember the coaching when all those coaches, when we had the guys.
With Sark, Lane Kiffin.
He represented three guys. The guy that left from Washington went to Alabama.
Yeah. Kalen.
He had the Florida State guy. They used Alabama to get Florida State to raise.
Yep.
And they gave, who was the other one that they, that was
Sark.
Sark at Texas got a raise off the Alabama. Sexton had all three of those guys as his clients.
Well done.
Yeah. Pimping them. Yeah, he's the real mastermind. Mark Sanchez's battery trial will be televised.
Ooh. Okay.
After they have like a judge. There was like a judge switch for some reason.
Okay.
And since the switch.
Was the guy a football fan? The judge?
I got to recuse myself.
Yeah, there was a recusing for reasons I have no idea.
He was a fan.
I think it was a she, actually.
She was excuse. She's a big butt fumble girl, you know? And so she had some bias. Little butt fumble bias.
Yeah, that's a nice tush.
Speaking of butt fumbles, I saw something about
So who's the sideline reporter for this one?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
We should get our guy Tom Rinaldi.
He'll make us cry.
Yeah, he will.
Tom Rinaldi on the pregame show, by the way,
on
Sunday.
He's going to talk to us, yeah.
He's such a good guest.
Live from AT&T Stadium.
He loves visiting with us.
I'll bring my Kleenexes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eric will mess it up somehow.
I've actually done a good job with Rinaldi. You know, there's been some guests. By the way,
death threats.
I think I'm committed. I'm gonna hit Brad Shane with a must-win game question.
Let's go. I'm so fired up for this.
Why would you do this?
I can't wait.
When does that usually happen?
No. Is he in the last 3 minutes?
Yeah, he's the walk-off.
Okay.
It'll basically be go F yourself. All right. Thanks, Brad. Kickoff's coming up next. Yeah. That'll basically be
about 6 o'clock. No, 3 o'clock.
Why the hell would you ask me that?
Yeah, that'll be about 3:04.
All right.
3:04.
Looking forward to that. Perfect.
Looking at the body
stamp.
This is shocking.
I'm going to text him and tell what's going to happen.
This is shocking.
You're shocking.
Did you guys know that there's another area of our body that has the same type of skin as our lips?
Is it the ball sack?
It's not the ball sack.
That was a good guess.
Rectum.
It's more of the butt crack.
Gross.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, okay. That's why when you like pucker the lips, like a bumhole.
You can make bumhole lips. Yeah. And apparently we all have them. You know, we joke about
certain
people.
We were having
people.
Such a great show until you showed up.
This has been the best segment of the show.
Yeah, you took a dump on GTS.
I was locked. I was fired up.
You blame me for him.
He's AI.
Quit projecting on me.
He's AIing the spreads for the weekend. And I want to get to the spread about the fact that we have lip skin on our b-holes.
If you forever lost your lips, would you take a transplant? You'd have to go colostomy bag and have butt lips.
Oh man! I mean,
it'd be a hell of a bit, wouldn't it?
I'm down. I already got the butt chin.
It would be.
You just can't see it.
Would you do a cadaver and use somebody else's?
Which would you want to use, Nancy?
Ooh, I got a top 10. Top 10 on Monday. You'll find out.
Thank you, Chief. There it is. It's in the books. The Sports Hodgepodge here on a Friday night. We're live at Pickler Universe, and we're back to find out what Fred and Blake have cooked.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Can hear for you. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3, the Fan of Football Friday. We're wrapping it up at Pickler Universe in Carrollton, the best place to play pickleball in the entire world here, 35 and Bush. It's right on the service road off 35. You do have the Blue Jays and Mariners bottom of the fifth.
and they are tied at one right now. That is game five of the ALCS. It's in Seattle, where the series is tied 2-2. Dodgers and Brewers coming up at 7:38, with Los Angeles leading that series 3-0 and quickly approaching a hated evil empire New York Yankee level of existence.
Go home, Dodgers.
As we're joined
Go
now
home, Dodgers.
By Fred and Blake. Gentlemen, good evening. How we doing?
What's going on, boys? You know, I wanted to stop by today because you guys are near my hood, but I didn't. So, anyway.
The Honeys were disappointed, Fred.
Oh, man, they were looking
for I'm sure they were. I mean,
they heard about you talking about them the other day.
Did they?
What a scouting environment it is. Yeah, you gave the scouting reports. They were all kind of hanging out here waiting for you.
I did. Well, just tell them to slide to the DMs. You know, they're open.
Oh, I'm sure they're already there.
Oh, they're there, Freddie. How was last night? What was the experience like last night for you guys?
Next level. It was like doing college radio all over again, is what it was.
Naked and sweaty?
Naked and sweaty. Ironically enough, I was doing a show the night that the Malice in the Palace went down. But, no, it was a good time. And then we had some guests come in studio. And like I said, shout out to Chris and Kelly, who got us in back into the normal studio minutes before our guests showed up. So kudos to them for, you know, working the long hours last night. And you know what? Shout out to Lucius for doing everything he could to keep us on air as well.
Yeah, I listened to you guys as I was leaving. You guys did a heck of a job filling in for us. Appreciate you.
We should do that more often. I'll just leave at 6.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey,
you guys want to take the 6 hour?
Well, I think it's a Gavin Spittle decision, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, we don't have to worry about that.
That's
just don't ask, don't tell, just do.
Okay.
Fred, you're an alpha.
That's what I look. I mean, Blake, you down for an extra hour of radio?
Extra hour of pay sounds good.
There you go.
Sounds like a consensus.
I tell you what, I like you guys a lot. Yep.
Yeah.
Hey,
15 bucks go a long way.
I was going to say, I'm going to go ahead and add 2 hours just so
Tim
knows.
It adds up, baby.
And congrats on winning G-Bag of the Day again, guys. You're one or two steps to immortality here and eligibility for the G-Bag of the Year.
Shout out to the Fatties for voting as well on
That's what I was saying. That thing went to a vote off. Good job for you guys. Yeah.
No, so
are you with us that that Trayvon Diggs should have already played his last down for the Dallas Cowboys?
That's kind of the feeling, isn't it? I mean, I guess the question I have for you guys, and I've listened to most of y'all today, but I mean, are we confident that Jerry and Steven will pull the trigger?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I think you get mad at him.
I mean, it kind of feels this is a weird deal. I mean, look, we don't want to see anybody concussed, but this is a very peculiar development.
Brian made the point earlier, asked the question, is this similar to Amari Cooper? And I think there's a lot of things that are different about this situation than that one. But the similarity is that the organization has kind of decided you're no longer in our trust tree, so to speak. So,
And you think, too, from a – now, I guess my question for you guys would be this is – and brought us – is it a – would teams be cautious – on him having an alleged concussion versus, hey, he's just a healthy scratch, inactive?
I know teams are going to look at his medical history. The knee thing is the biggest concern. That's why you have to sell him to somebody who knows him.
Gotcha.
You know, I mean, you can cold call some people and they'll say, well, what about the knee, this, that, and the other? But you get someplace where has familiarity with, say, the Bears, the Commanders, where people know him. It's a lot easier to sell that to everybody who can fight for a guy, a sponsor kind of thing on the staff. That works a lot.
Would
better.
New England be a possible destination, just considering how well his brothers played there?
I think all possibilities.
Okay.
Yeah,
they play a lot of man, don't they?
It's an interesting one. I mean,
it is an interesting one.
Like Aiden Durdy was with him on the coaching staff, and DeMarcus Lawrence is there.
Yeah,
in Seattle.
Yep.
Micah's pining for him in Green Bay.
Micah in Green Bay, I'm sure, would also
There's
love
no
to have
question.
Him.
Question.
Washington.
Yeah. See, these Dan are the Quinn. Things when you get guys that are – it's easier to sell somebody like when somebody's there saying, well, listen, trust me, I can coach this guy. I know this guy, da-da-da-da-da. And then that makes it easier for everybody to have to make a decision on that because there's somebody in the building fighting for him. Those are the teams I would call first if you're interested in trying to trade this guy.
What do you guys have coming up on the show tonight?
Radio Gold, as always, thanks for asking, Gavin. Yeah. No, I'll tell you what. I'm only here till 10, all right? So I'm going to meander along, and then I got to go do my Mythical High School football show at 10 o'clock, so I don't really know what Blake's – maybe Infinity and Blake,
it's the Blake from 10 to 11. Show.
No, we got Ray Nixon, one of the original Big Three participants. He's going to join us in studio from 8 to 9, talking all things NBA and getting everybody ready for the basketball season. And then, of course, we'll do our NFL picks for Week 7. I am absolutely roasting Blake,
dude,
and that will continue
like
tonight. I'm up by 11, actually, but and I will roast him again tonight, so stay tuned.
Doing with the spreads, that makes it a lot
more
fun.
No, that's what I'm saying. We're doing with the – I'm already up 1-0 after last night's ass-kicking.
Front runner. This is what we call a front
call
runner.
Call Eric. He'll host it.
Yeah, Eric loves to host that anything one. To
yes,
do with spreads, Eric's all about.
Love the spreads.
Just just don't memorize them beforehand.
Funny thing about your lips, boys, is
they're basically your butt.
Okay.
It's a good note to end on. Have a great night, gentlemen. Have a good weekend.
Boys.
Fan After Dark coming up 7 to 11. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup back home. Master Control 75 and Fitzhugh. That was five flawless like it was nothing. Thanks to Woolchuck and Chiafalo, Ramon Cruz, Ramon Engineer, and, of course, Brian Broaddus. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till Monday at 2, you're going home with the nation. Matties.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels is dealing with a hamstring injury, and his status for Week 8 is uncertain. Meanwhile, Kansas City defensive tackle Omar Norman Lott will miss the remainder of the season with a torn ACL.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.